This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is me in temperature now minus 12. And it says minus 12 feels like minus 18. And I can tell you that's true. I am in this Martinique Park. It's a really beautiful place. As you can see here, the river is also frozen. I will turn the orientation of the camera in a minute. The river is also frozen. A stream is frozen. And it is very, very cold. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to show the beauty of His creation in so many ways, the whole time. Now, brothers and sisters, as I mentioned yesterday in the Khatira, the biggest trouble that the people of Makkah, the Mushrikeen of Makkah, and the Quraysh, the biggest trouble they had was with believing in the hereafter, believing in resurrection. For them to believe in Allah, they already believed in Allah as in their pantheon, Allah was the supreme God, and they said all the others are they had different words, which I don't want to use now, but meaning that they interceded on their behalf with Allah and so on and so forth. So they were mushriks. They were not people who denied the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not atheists. They were mushriks. They were polytheists. So that was not the issue. The issue was, وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they say, how is it possible that we, after we have died and we have become one with the soil, our bones are, our bodies have disintegrated, they have decomposed, we have become one with the dust, that we will be created anew, that we will be recreated, resurrected? How is it possible? Allah says, بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah said, بَلْ, definitely it will happen. And you are denying the meeting with your Rabb, the meeting with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then challenges and commands and says, قُلْ, say to them, declare, يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Say, you will die. Have no doubt about this. You will die. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. Malakul Maut has been set upon you, and it is his job to extract your soul and bring you back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind you of myself that this will happen. I don't think this is something that anybody denies. Anyone, the most ignorant person, the most learned person, nobody denies death, because every one of us has seen death. Some of us have seen our closest, dearest ones dying in front of us, in front of our eyes. You've seen them passing away. I'm sure with some of us, they were so dear to us that if we had been given a choice, we would have gladly given our lives for them and say, Ya Allah, give my life to this person, let me die instead of them. Doesn't happen. Does not happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of these things so clearly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين. And I said, when the breath is stuck in the throat, when you cannot breathe, when you are having difficulty breathing, when you are going through sakaratul maut, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the pain of that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you are standing there looking on. You are right there, you are not absent. You are present, you are looking on. But you can do nothing. And Allah says, this is a challenge. Allah says, if you can bring that soul back, if you can ease their breathing, if you can bring them back alive, do it. See if you can do it. And Allah says, نَانُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَّكِ اللَّهُ تُبْصِرُونَ. We are closest to them, but we are not visible. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our lives easy and our death easy. As I'm talking to you, you see there on top, there is a red-tailed hawk, which is sitting in that tree there. It's one of the predatory birds of this place. It's beautiful. I was just thinking of talking about death. I'm thinking that that is Malakul Maut for some rabbit or some unwary mouse or squirrel. The hawk is sitting there waiting for what Allah has decreed for it. The point I want to remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, is that if one falls into a trap unknowingly, you know, if something you didn't know and unknowingly, you know, there's a hole in the ground, you didn't realize it and you fell down, then okay, it's understandable. I mean, you didn't know that. But knowingly, if somebody falls into a trap, if knowingly somebody does something which he knows that it would be a tremendous loss, but he still does it, then what do you call that? And that's why sometimes people ask me, they say, what does it matter what I believe? No? They say, well, no, I don't believe in the akhirah. I don't believe there's a day of judgment. I don't believe that I will be called to account. This life is all there is. And I have money. And I have power. I have authority. You know, I have nice friends. So I'm doing something. You call it haram. I have a girlfriend, boyfriend. You say it is haram. So what? I have it. I'm doing it. You know. And if it's so bad, why doesn't punishment come? How come I'm not being punished? I find these, you know, I have all this, I mean, you know. So, nothing happens to me. So, I'll die, I become dust. Now, I say to you, as far as I'm concerned, I believe in Allah. And I believe in the last day. And I believe in death. I believe that I will meet Allah. And I want to live my life in a way where when I meet Allah, I will meet Him in a state where He's pleased with me. And that is what I advise you to do also. So the answer to the question, what does it matter what I believe? The answer is, it doesn't matter what you believe to anyone else, but it matters very much to you. And the reason it matters is because our actions are based on our beliefs. Our actions are based on our beliefs. So if you believe that something will happen, then we prepare for it. If you don't believe that, then we don't prepare for it. So if we believe that we will meet Allah, then we will prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state where He is pleased with us. But if we believe that we are not going to meet Allah, then we won't do that. We will live our lives like animals, from sensation to sensation, from, you know, eat more, drink more, commit more haram, and so on. And then we die in that state. The problem is that animals are not called to account, we are called to account. So what happens when we are called to account? So the belief doesn't matter to anyone, it matters to us. My belief matters to me, your belief matters to you. Number one. Number 2 point to keep in mind and think about is that no matter what I choose to believe or not believe, it won't change reality. It will not change facts. It's not as if I don't believe in death, I will not die. I don't believe in the day of judgment, so therefore it will not happen to me. I don't believe. Think about this. Say, for example, a man is, there are two guys, and they are both going skydiving. So as they are jumping off the plane, 20,000 feet, one of them says to the other one, make sure your parachute works properly, test. The other one said, doesn't matter, I don't care. Say, what do you mean? I don't believe in gravity, there's no such thing. What's gravity? Have you seen gravity? You feel gravity? What's gravity? Yeah, some stupid scientist said there's gravity, so you believe it? Where's gravity? Show me gravity. Right? I want to poke gravity in the eye. Where is this gravity? Gravity what? Right? So this person is having this argument with the other one. And they jump off the plane. So as they are going down, both of them are traveling at the same speed because now they are in the purview of gravity. They are in the sphere where gravity is acting upon them. And they're both coming towards the earth at an acceleration of 32 feet per second per second. And then the person who has the parachute, who believes in gravity, pulls the ripcord and his parachute opens. So what happens to him now? He feels a jerk. And this jerk is a sign that his parachute is working. This jerk is a sign that inshallah he will land safely. This stoppage of his rapid descent, the slowing down of his speed, is not a bad sign, it's a very good sign because it is showing him that the parachute is working. But at the same time, what's happened to the other guy? He is continuing at 32 feet per second per second. So that guy now is showing his thumb to this one. And he's saying, see, you're so stupid. Your development stopped. Your business is now, you can't expand your business because you don't want to take money or interest. So your growth is stopped. And so on and so forth, right? I mean, look at me. I've got a new girlfriend every week. And you're stuck with the same wife for 40 years. What kind of stupidity is this? So who's having more fun in life? I eat whatever I want. I drink whatever I want. I have great fun. I go here, I go there, and you're doing nothing. You're wasting your time. What's the point in having money? Right? So this is happening. So now, as they are descending towards the earth, who is going faster? The one without the parachute. Who is apparently having more fun? The one without the parachute. But who will be safe at the end of that journey? Who will land safely at the end of the journey? No brainer, right? No brainer. That is life. And that is the concept of Akhirah. It is to understand this, that your not believing something does not change the facts of life. It does not change reality. Reality is that which exists whether anyone believes it or not. Reality is that which operates whether anyone believes it or not. Therefore, what's the benefit of believing? The benefit of believing is that the one who believes knows what is coming and therefore he prepares for it. The one who does not believe, even though he knows what's coming, he doesn't believe that.
So he is not prepared.
The effect of that on both of these people, the one who believes and the one who doesn't believe, the effect is different, not because one is being preferred over the other, but because one has prepared and the other one is not prepared. I'm out here in this cold, minus 12, and you can see how I'm dressed. If I didn't wear these clothes, then I would fall sick very quickly. I would probably get pneumonia or something and die. But when I'm wearing the right clothes, I'm enjoying myself. I'm having great fun. I'm walking in the snow and I'm talking to you and, you know, it's wonderful because I'm prepared for this weather. It's as simple as that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us examples throughout our lives and all of them point to the same reality. That just as in this world, we are free to choose, but every choice has a consequence. No choice is free. Every choice has a consequence. Every choice has consequences. And that is why Allah sent His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent His Kitab for us to learn and take lesson. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to guide us to that which pleases Him and save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.